and I'm just waiting on my order, but I'm listening to a podcast and I'm not paying a lot of attention. I'm sitting there. There are a couple of cars in front of me. And then
what podcast were you listening to? Were you listening to It's All About Me with Mark and Ed?
I might have been listening to Big Fatty because normally I listen to him on the way to work.
Was it the first of the month? Because you'd always listen to Big Fatty on the first of the month. You start off every month correctly by listening to Big Fatty on the first of the month.
Well,
sorry, I popped a beer right there. Listen to Big Fatty. Have a cold one.
So anyway.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Listen to Big Fatty. Have a cold one.
Rabbit.
Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2072, I say chew, of the BFO for Friday, the 1st of January 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to open some criminal cards. Be Fatty. Hello, diaperos. Big Fatty, are you talking about the Vons? No. No, I'm not talking about the Vons, although I'm sure she's wearing her adult, her baby New Year adult diaper. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, it's the 1st. It's the 1st of January. And y'all, it's a new year. Yes, McFadden, that's why you said rabbit. It's true. And y'all, it's a new year and a new start. Yes, McFadden, were you planning any resolutions? I resolved not to... who was it? Somebody. I don't remember who it was right now, but somebody said that their resolution was to stay alive in 2016. Y'all, I think that's a fact. That's a fabulous one. Big Fatty, who was it? I don't remember who it was, but it was lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Christmas Content Contest Month. It's Christmas Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO to make a comment on the BFO online website. What the fuck?
Big Fatty is vulgar in the new year. It's true. Y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And y'all, first of all, Digger, thank you so much for fucking it up first thing on the new year. Yes, Big Fatty. Digger and T. Wiggles are on their way to Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they tried to get there in time for the December 30th. Final 11th and final viewing of Father Knows Best, Home for Grandma. Big Fatty, it's too bad they missed it. Well, you know, if only there was a way we could recreate that for them. Let's go a little back in time. Yes, Big Fatty, just for Digger and T. Wiggles.
The Anderson family bases its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
well, I best Jane get myself up and go check Bill and Gray see and if Myron is feeling okay. He just snores so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. What happened? You stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm going to go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! Oh, I'm just moved to song. Oh! Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The part with Kitten on is on.
Oh, I'm on my way back. Big Fatty is supposed to be playing the Crema Content Contest Month crap, whatever. Okay, let's do it.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Mags calling. I've been getting used to listening to some of your music, so I actually have a question about the music for the questions. So this will be a little confusing, but go ahead and play it.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our first Ask Big Fatty question for 2016 comes to us from Mags from over there at the Chaotic Cravings. Big Fatty, it's ravings, not cravings. All right, whatever. Mags, what you got?
And this is basically, I know you love quiz shows, and the more I listen to this, the more it rings a bell. So did you use a quiz show for the basis of this musical break? And if so, what was it? Take the question off the air and Woodhaven.
Well, first of all, Mags, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice in the new year. And Mags, this is an excellent question, and you are correct. Big Fatty does like the quiz programs, and if this music does sound familiar for a quiz program, it's because it is from a quiz program. It is from an early incarnation, Big Fatty, early incarnation of the Wheel of Fortune. And now this is pre Pat Sajak. Big Fatty didn't know there was such a thing. Yes, there have been three hosts of the Wheel of Fortune. They had the Pat Sajak, which everyone knows, and the original host was the Chuck Woolery, and the letter turner was Susan Stafford, and y'all then in between the two of those was Rolf Bernerschka. Hey, that sounds like something you need to clean up or to get a medicated salve for.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Big Ricky, you know, from Foul Monkeys. I was calling to ask you a question. You don't have to cue the music just right yet, because I want to explain something. So I watched Lawrence of Arabia last night on 4K on Netflix. First, did you know that movie was like 800 hours long? I'm like, oh my God. Secondly, I was like, the only person I can think of that was probably alive when this movie came out was you, or Antivira Charles, so I thought I would call you. But now you can cue the music, because I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question of 2016 comes to us from Big Ricky up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, isn't that where traveling TTs are from? It is, but they're not there now. No, Big Fatty. Ricky, what's your question?
Do you remember what the first movie was that you saw in theater? I think the one that I remember the most, or the first one seeing, is E.T., but I was just wondering what you thought. Did they have movies in the 30s? I'm not for sure. So anyway, yeah, have a good one. I'm risking my life in a blizzard right now to call you. Bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that is...
Monkeys.com.
Woodhaven.
Woodhaven.
Is he done, Big Fat? I think he's done. First of all, Big Ricky, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice in the new year. And it's an excellent question. Excellent question. As you know, Big Fatty has no memory. And I couldn't tell you what the first movie I saw at the picture show was. However, I can tell you, we did go to the picture show quite a bit, and in Atlanta, you went to the Fabulous Fox Theater, and y'all, Bob Van Kamp used to play the organ there prior to the start of the show. Big Fatty, you sure they didn't play it before they had the talkies? Well, you know, maybe for for the Vons, but y'all, we'd always go and we'd get the big pop buttered popcorn and a thing of milk duds, and y'all, by the time the movie was over, you'd pulled out all your fillings. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty! It's Scotty, your little Aussie battler here, and today is the last day of 2015, 31st of December 2015, or if you're in America, it's December 31st, backwards. Okay, happy end of the year, happy almost New Year, Christmas, it's my last chance to enter the competition, Christmas, Woodhaven. Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is the little Aussie battler, and I am recording this on the 31st, and the little Aussie battler, he's down there in the future. I have already seen a tweet from him wishing everybody a happy 2016, and from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, from down there in the future, and it's just, and Alpha had something on there as well, and the geisha over there in the Japan, Mexico. Big Ready, we didn't hear from Brian in the Japan, Mexico this year. I know, unless we got a criminal card from him. Yes, Big Ready. But anyway, about the only person I can think of that we haven't. It's not the death phone. You know it's Miss Bacon calling. Big Ready, are you sure it's going to be Miss Bacon? I hate for it to be the death phone. I'll take care of it. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Big Fatty. RT Cruiser just ringing to wish you a happy new year. Rabbit, rabbit. Squirrel, squirrel. Cow, cow. I'm not sure what you do for the first 30 years. It's got to be bigger than a rabbit, rabbit. And also, Woodhaven. Because I believe, although I'm in the new year, I'm still eligible because it's not Natter time. Okay.
Oh,
bye.
Oh, okay.
Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, it was the death phone. It's true. It's the death of 2015. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Art Cruiser from down there in the future where it's already 2016. But, y'all, he is eligible for the Woodhaven contest because it's not, it's still the 31st here at the Villa. Big Fatty, he got it in just under the wire. Well, I don't even know what that means, but. RT Cruiser, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice in the new year, in the future. And, you're probably right that we probably shouldn't say rabbit, rabbit. It probably should be something much, 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 much larger than a rabbit. Big Fatty, I know exactly what it should be. Oh, okay. Well, what should it be? Vera, Vera.
Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Not nice.
And fuck you too.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all have still got 7 Chronicats to open. Y'all, our next one, y'all, it's from the Spambassador of the BFO. Y'all, it's the Laughing Buddha. You know, he's on that snot. Big Betty, it's not snot. It's north and south of things, not south and north of things. Oh, okay. Y'all, it's a lovely red envelope. Oh, Big Betty, look, it's got a striped liner in it. Lovely. And y'all, it's a penguin. It's a little penguin with, Big Fatty, it's got glitter too. And the penguin's wearing a sweater and it says warmest wishes for a cozy holiday. Dear Berg Herder, all the best for a Merry Crema and Happy New Year. Thanks for another year of ruination 5 days a week. Love. Mark, a.k.a. the official Spambassador of the BFO, Woodhaven, Big Fatty. I wonder if he gets a... I'm sure he gets an entry. Yes, Big Fatty. we have... y'all, I believe this is from Curtis. Big Fatty, look on the back. It's got cake. It does have cake on the back of the envelope. And, y'all, the envelope's got little starbursts. Looks like little fireworks or something. Yes, Big Fatty. And you open it up. And, oh, Big Fatty. Oh. a kitty! Y'all, it's a picture of a kitty cat in a stocking, and it's stuffed in the stocking. It says joy. The cat looks anything but joyful. And on the inside it says our burger hatter and all big ready's for me too. Yes, it says may your stocking runneth over. Merry Grandma. Enjoy Grandma at the Fat Villa this year. Hope you also have a great 2016. Love. Curtis, Brad, George, and Scout. Big Fatty, who the hell is George? It must be their pool boy. Big Fatty didn't know they had a pool boy. Well, evidently they do. Yes, Big Fatty, we're gonna go look at the car over here. Okay, and y'all, then our next cat, this doesn't have a return address on it. But y'all, it was sent to the P.O. box and forwarded here to the villa. Y'all remember, don't send anything to the P.O. box. It's no! And y'all, look! It's a reindeer, and it's in glitter, and it says, "'Tis the season, be ready!" And it says, wishing you a wonderful holiday and beautiful year ahead. Happy holidays, XO, Hank and Ed. Big Fatty, that's from the former little show. It's true. And y'all, then there's a crema letter in here. I won't read it right now, but dear Gussie. Y'all, it's a two-page crema letter, but thank you so much, Hank and Ed. Y'all, I saw them on the dating sites New Year's Eve, and y'all, they're evidently going out drinking or something like that, and looking to rape, pillage, and maybe they are not. Well, maybe Hank is, but anyway, yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, you know we're in January now, and there may be a few late entries into the Crema Content Contest, but y'all, that Gus Chad sent me an e-letter. It says, I thought you need content for January also, so I figured if Bacon can do it, so can just Gus Chad. It's a mailbox contest. People can mail you cards, postcards, or some Mexican worded cards to read. Then on the 29th of January, you draw one lucky winner. Online stuff and phone calls do not count. All can enter, even me, if they have your address. I'm going to mail you an envelope with the cash money prize. It's a surprise prize. And, y'all, that's what the Gus Chad card was that I got the other day. And I'll tell you more about that next week. But, y'all, if you want to participate in the Gus Chad January content contest, y'all, ask Big Fatty for the villa address and get your entry in. Yes! Yes, Big Fatty, I'm writing you right now! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely New Year's Day. Big Fatty, is y'all, I'm looking out for the elderly today. Granny wants to go get a new iPhone. So, y'all, I think we're going to the Apple Snack store, so wish me luck. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope he doesn't poop himself. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the DI Positive contestant. And Daniel Biba, I know you love those New Year's resolutions. What's your resolution for 2016?
Isn't it Big Fatty? Have a cold one.
Oh, Big Fatty, everyone needs to be drunk in 2016 to listen to you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.